Warning, ranty episode ahead. I do get on my high horse. And I do not apologise for that. In all seriousness, though, today I do get rather ranty and I do jump on a high horse. I'm talking about masks and I'm talking about privilege. You know, Australia has been so protected from COVID. We're really disconnected from what's happening in the rest of the world. And right now, we're seeing a little surge in cases and a lot of lockdowns happening and mask wearing, and that's raising a lot of shit that I'm seeing doing the rounds, that where I'm at in my personal life, I find just incredibly infuriating. So yeah, I guess I want to say, you know, I'm not responsible for other people's feelings on this. It's up to you to decide whether you put on a mask or not. There are legitimate reasons for not wearing a mask, and I am not questioning you or anyone on not wearing a mask. You can't see whether someone has extreme trauma, or you can't see if someone has mental health issues, or you can't even see skin conditions or disabilities. So I'm not here to pass judgment on people who have legitimate reasons for not wearing a mask. I am here to have people question whether or not their choices are legitimate and to have them reconcile that within themselves. So this may be triggering for some. And if you're thinking, I might skip this one, I would recommend you give it a spin, actually. Okay, trigger warning done. Philosophies in my experience and my experiment. Today I want to talk about privilege. I haven't spoken about it for a while, but it's probably come up, I'm sure. But like during COVID, I spoke about it at length. And I've just noticed in my day-to-day life recently that it comes up perpetually, but at the moment it's like really in my face. So I'm in New South Wales, I'm like nearly a 10-hour drive from Sydney, 8 to 10 hours from Sydney, but we're all impacted by what's happening in Sydney. So there's a COVID outbreak down there, and so restrictions are back in place. So parts of Sydney are on lockdown, and I'm free to do everything that we normally would, but with some restrictions like the 4 square meter rule and mask wearing, and you know, just a reminder to check into places and do the things that we become a little laxed about when we haven't had community transmission for a while. And so with that renewed push by the government to have people put on masks and enforce those rules, there's always people who think that the government is trying to control us or take away our rights, and they have a right to breathe and all that kind of jazz. And like, usually it does piss me off, but at the moment with the situation that I'm in, the personal situation that I'm in, aka my husband Miko, who I've been with like for 18 years, needing urgent heart surgery due to a birth defect. So no doing of his own whatsoever, no amount of food is medicine could really prevent where he's at. He's born with this thing. And so I'm just finding myself increasingly, I just don't have the time for bullshit. And so I've been a little more vocal and straight up maybe than I usually am. I usually consider myself to be quite gentle, but we've spoken about this before. Like, there is this dance that I kind of do where I don't want to make people feel shame, and I don't want to make, you know, I want to make sure that, you know, everyone is entitled to their opinion and be respectful in communication and all that kind of jazz. But also with where I'm at the moment, I don't have the time and energy to protect other people, you know, and to
to create space for these conversations to happen. I just want people to put on their fucking masks and do, you know, do what needs to be done in this moment. And yeah, it's just, anyway, another thing that has been coming up a lot lately for me, which I've spoken about as well, is trans rights. And I saw a friend of mine post something, you know, about mother and father being taken away and replaced by, I can't even remember, gestational parents or something, gestational something. And, you know, and I kind of wrote, well, actually, this is just about, it's not about taking away the mother or the father or the female. It's about creating, you know, like space for people who don't fit those molds so that they can have the same rights and access to, you know, yeah, it's about equity. And this person I don't know came back, you know, and he said that basically once we're done with something, I can't even remember the sentence, but it was like, once we're done with something else, we can dick around with pronouns. That was the sentence. We can dick around with pronouns. And, you know, and I said, well, that's actually a great privilege to be able to see it in that light. You know, that it's something we can dick around with because we're not affected by it. And he went on to, I don't even know why I got into this debate, but it was just one of those moments where I had very little patience. And he kind of wrote back, you know, oh, using the P word, the weapon, and that I'm basically in an echo chamber. And I find this kind of stuff just a bit boring, actually, because I'm actually not in an echo chamber. For me, I have been through the, oh, why should we change? Why should anything change? And then I've seen it from other people's perspectives, and I've heard it from people directly impacted from it. And then I'm like, okay, like when I create, oh, I have to say this, right? Like whenever I have a stance that is certain, oh, you don't know the work that's gone into becoming certain. You can't see that. You can't see the multiple arguments I've had with myself. You can't see what I've checked, what I've felt into, what I've, you know, what I've learnt about, where I've gone. Like, you don't get to see the backstory that gives me the certain opinion that I have, right? So right now I have this certain opinion about masks, put them the fuck on, because right now I am directly, or have the potential to be directly impacted by people's lack of responsibility. My husband's life is at stake here. He needs this surgery. It's life-saving. He will not see out the next 12 months if he doesn't have it, right? And if people don't put on masks and COVID arrives in this area, that puts us at a huge risk. You know, like, and so I just don't, you know, so I do have certainty. I also have certainty because I have looked at both sides, weighed it up, and decided, well, you know what, putting a mask on, it's not that fucking bad. I mean, nobody likes it. It's a pain, it's a bit of a pain to have to remember masks and to put them on, and, you know, it doesn't feel good, particularly for someone like me who does have trauma related to, you know, having things over my face. I do have trauma related to that. But, you know, like, I just get so annoyed when I see people sharing those memes that shows the rights of people, you know, like, here are the law. You do not have to wear a mask indoors. If you have A, mental health issues that prevent you from wearing a mask, a skin condition, a disability, you know, and there's a handful of reasons why one is exempt from wearing a mask indoors. Like, I'm all for that. If someone can't wear a mask for one of those reasons, don't wear a mask. And I'm not going to look at you and judge you for that. You have to make the decision that's right for you and your health. But for the rest of us, like, sharing that kind of information is just so fucking irresponsible. It's like using a legitimate reason because you don't want your rights taken away, or you want your right to breathe. So you'll put yourself, you know, like, use one of those reasons, like having a disability or a mental health issue or a skin condition, as your reason because you can't be fucked or you're against it, right? Like, oh, just makes me really fucking angry, actually. So yeah, bit ranty today. I'm feeling very ranty. I'm also, so the other thing is I don't know if I mentioned this on Instagram, but I'm not sure if I mentioned it in the podcast, but like, I have had hay fever my whole life, and recently a lot of sinus issues, and so I went to the doctors and got a round of antibiotics, which I never use, but it was chronic at this stage and I just had to. And I also got a round of steroids to help with the immune response that I have to a lot of things that I can't avoid. You know, I've tried the no dairy, the no gluten, the no sugar, all the food things, but it's stuff that I can't control. Pollen, grass, you know, like things that are in the environment that affect me, dust. And so in order for me to be able to function, I had been taking these steroids, and they really helped because I was sleeping through the night for the first time in a long time, and I wasn't constantly, you know, like itchy, which was just such a relief. And I went off them early because I was kind of a bit funny about being on them in the first place. But I went off them a week or two ago, and then on Sunday night, last night, Sunday night, I had a reaction, and all my sinuses, you know, all the itchiness and the sneezing and all that shit was back. Well, at the moment, I can't afford to have that reaction because we could end up in hospital at any day, and you know, those kind of symptoms are things that are COVID symptoms, so, or they're treated as COVID symptoms, so I would have to get tested and all that kind of jazz. So I'm back on the steroids. It makes me very I was trying to explain it to my mum. I don't know if you have this feeling, but for someone who hates confrontation, you may. So when someone has, like, you know, when someone is very confrontational towards you and there's that reaction that your body has, it's like a, you know, like a, I don't know, like a, yeah, I can't, it's like a breathlessness, a jitteriness. That's how I feel for the first few days of taking the steroids. And so I'm in that flighty, reactive kind of state at the moment. So maybe I'll be calmer tomorrow, but I just really, you know, I just really want to say a couple of things. One, privilege. The word privilege is not a weapon. It's not something that I'm using to like, I don't know. Like, I just don't see how it can be a weapon. How can looking at our own shit and how we're benefiting from things be a weapon? Unless we're not willing to look at it, then yeah, it probably is seen as a weapon and an attack for me to say, hey, check your privilege, right? Like, yo, well, fuck you. I'm not willing to look at my privilege, fuck you. You know, then yeah, it probably is a weapon. But if you are willing to look at your privilege, then it's not a weapon. It's actually a really fucking great tool. I use it regularly to help me also come up with my viewpoints and my opinions. You know, that is part of what happens when I'm forming my standpoint or my viewpoint on something, is I am considering privilege as part of that, a massive part of that. What am I not seeing? How am I benefiting from this? How, you know, how are others impacted with less privilege by this? And secondly, yeah, just to have people think outside the box. You know what I wrote a post on Facebook about this, because And I was very, you know, us versus them about it, because right now it is like there's it's a friend of mine said in the comment thread, it's, you know, it's quite, while there's lots of nuance to lots of things, there are also things that are binary and there is a black and a white, right? And yeah, sure, there's lots of nuance and lots of, you know, other shades of grey that come to form the black or the white. But some things are just a choice that has two options. And this is one of them. You either choose to wear a mask or you choose not to. And if you choose not to, I'd hope it's for one of the reasons legitimately listed on the government website. And if it's not, then like, just, I don't know, I just want you to think about me and my family and the impact that that decision could potentially have on my husband's life and therefore my life. Because this could be, you know, this is me. I'm a real human. I'm moving through a real life. I have real relationships. And I have real situations that I'm moving through right now. And I could be you because, you know, it wasn't that long ago. Not that I've always been like, oh, I'll wear a mask if I have to. But like my life was very different 2 weeks ago before I knew that my husband had been living with a heart defect his whole life. My life changed in that moment. And so my opinion on things changed in that moment. And so I guess I just want to share this and talk about this so that people can think about how their choices impact and have the potential to impact people just like them that can be really majorly impacted by quite a simple decision. And I'm not talking about vaccine ambivalence here, right? Because that's a different thing altogether. Like, you know, anti-vax, pro-vax, like I think that sometimes this nuanced stuff is very complex. And with vaccines, I understand the skepticism. I have it myself. I'm kind of like, oh, you know, I'm not on the pro-vax train and I'm not on the anti-vax train. I do sit in the middle and I do have a bit of fear around having the vax. I haven't been able to yet because we don't have them in the area and they're booked out in advance. And right now I don't know when I'd be able to have it anyway, but if it's a requirement of, you know, being able to access hospital care, I'll fucking have it. If it's a requirement to, you know, like see elderly people, I'll fucking have it. But I do understand the skepticism there because, yeah, like Big Pharma have proved a number of times that they don't necessarily have the best interests at hand. And there is, you know, there is reason to be skeptical, but also sometimes tough decisions have to be made. And so, like, I understand vaccine ambivalence and to some extent even the anti-vax movement. Like, I get some of it, but I also can see the other side of it, you know, where we are. We have, you know, our children aren't getting polio and other massive diseases that they were affected by in the past due to vaccines. I'm actually for that. But yeah, anyway, that's like a side tangent. And I'm not saying that that I stand on any side of the fence on that one. When push comes to shove, I will have it. And I will have it when it's available. But what I'm saying here is there is resistance in me. And I think that resistance is kind of normal when it comes to something like this. It's different to putting on a mask. Putting on a mask actually has no fucking impact on you other than it's uncomfortable. It's uncomfortable. That's it, right? A vaccine is different. You're putting something in your body and yeah, and maybe, I don't know, maybe that is something worth doing a little bit more research on. Not sure. But when it comes to taking a mask, putting it on your face, that seems like a pretty fucking straightforward decision to me. Unless you have a legitimate reason for not. And a legitimate reason for not is, I don't want to, or the government is trying to control me. Because what we've seen is the government lift restrictions and then bring them into play. They've proven to us that this isn't being taken away from us forever. It's temporary. And when we're past this pandemic, you know, like, we won't have to wear a mask. But we're not. We're in it. And, yeah. So that was my rant today. I'm actually not sure what's going to happen in the coming weeks, because I'm not really sure what's going to happen in the coming weeks, you know. I may be here and I may really be wanting to have a place to express myself, or I may be in hospital dealing with major surgery. So I don't know. Like, it would be a shame for me to, like, you know, not continue my over six year. I celebrated 6 years a few weeks ago. It would be a real shame to break that streak, but also I've just got to do what's right for me in the moment right now. And so I may be here or I may not. And if I'm not, just come over to Instagram and hang out with me. I'm at Carlosophies. All right. Until next time, peace out.
Carlosophies, I'm Carly Nimmo.